I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Health officials say containing or not containing the Ebola outbreak in Liberia will determine the fate of West Africa. Mark Gaither of Global Aid Network, or GAIN USA, says God's timing had them ready to respond.
We had a container that was already getting ready to be shipped there. When the crisis broke out, we reconfigured that container to make room for medical supplies and medicine and seeds.
As they respond to this Ebola crisis, people get a new perspective on their message about God's love. You can support GAIN USA's efforts at our website. Next, it's official. The American missionaries who contracted the Ebola outbreak in Liberia have recovered enough to go home. On Tuesday, SAM missionary Nancy Reitbolt was released, and on Thursday, Dr. Kent Brantley with Samaritan's Purse followed. They both survived a virus that has a mortality rate of 60-90%. The current outbreak has claimed more than 1,300 lives in West Africa. Keep praying, though. Their stories are opening doors in Jesus' name. And maybe you've been wondering if God has called you to the mission field. Well, want to find out? Africa Inland Mission has the perfect opportunity in their Training and Ministry Outreach Quest Internships, or TIMO Quest. Stephanie Ward of AIM explains.
TIMO Quest for us is a 30-day internship, giving singles and couples the opportunity to serve alongside our full-term missionaries among Africa's least reached people groups.
Go to our website to look into TIMO Quest opportunities for 2015. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Scriptures in Use wants you to have a free copy of their new DVD called Ibrahim and the Dreamer, a story of changed lives in hard-to-reach parts of the world through storing evangelism. Just call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the Ibrahim and the Dreamer link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.